Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day to every single one of you, wherever you are on the planet. Let me adjust my camera. And the lighting doesn't seem to be so great either. Looks a little bit better. Got my sunflowers there in the background. You know how it goes. Welcome to the Luna Lounge podcast show with myself, Israel Ojozi. Show brought to you by Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind pack. Do remember the details. You got the discount code. Also, I always put it in. After, you won't get it on this show, but if you look up maybe some of the past YouTube shows, you'll see the details there. But when I upload this show today on the YouTube channel and also on the podcast links, you will get everything there. So, yeah, it is what it is, man. Let me change up my settings. I need to change up my settings, man. Yeah, that's better. I like it like this. Much more better. Okay. Welcome to the Luna Lounge podcast. If you are logging in, tuning in, joining me for the first time, it's a show which aims to inform, educate, entertain, it's all about in the realms of astrology, but I do link it with other topics, other subjects, such as tarot, numerology, and philosophy, and psychology, and, you know, bringing it all in. You know, it's all a part of this show. So if you are listening or joining this show for the first time, welcome. Do subscribe. Do like. Do make some comments also as well. Shout out to Faye. I can see you. You've joined me here on the YouTube. You see, I'm streaming to various platforms simultaneously. So I'm live on Facebook, I'm live on Instagram, and I'm live on YouTube. And soon it's going to be going up where I'm going to be live on, X, formerly known as Twitter. And where else am I going to be live? I'm going to be live on other platforms also as well. LinkedIn, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I'm just going to be bringing it all in. So it is what it is. Keep your questions coming or keep your comments coming. Make sure you do like the show. Yeah, because I can see the comments all right here, and you know how it is. So I will be bringing up the chart of the moment, or the chart. Well, the chart of the moment, but we're going to be looking at next month, because this month has pretty much finished, right? And talking about pretty much finished, I mean, like, where is the year going? Today's like the 24th of July. It's like, really? Time's flying when you're having fun, right? Or when you're working hard, as in my case. What is the weather like where you are? Yeah, keep me updated. I am in warm but cloudy in London, UK, of course. And yeah, it's just cloudy, but it's warm. It's warm. It's warm. I don't know why I was wearing, I don't know what I was thinking of putting this on today. Because yeah, it's, I can feel the, but I've got the door open. So a little breeze is coming in. Tarot card of the week. That's going to be coming up later. So I'll be bringing up the tarot card. We do have a winner. You know, there can only be one. Yeah, I know. I'm still not skeptical, but I just want to know, is it possible if two emails are sent at the exact same second? I suppose they can't be. Well, they could be, couldn't they? They could be sent at the exact same second. Does one push the other one out of the way? Does it work like that? I don't know. But it's very interesting, because three people got the correct answer all emailed me at 12 o'clock. Literally, I can show you the time, 0000000. So it's like, wow. But it could have been 12 o'clock. Maybe one was 5 seconds. Maybe one was 10 seconds. Maybe one was 30 seconds. I don't know. Who knows? Welcome to the show, Angela. Welcome to the show. Also, everybody who is watching me live on the Instagram, welcome. I'm live on the Instagram as well, so you're more than welcome to you know, people do it through, but most people actually just listen to the recording. Speaking about the recording, this show goes up, is up on all of the podcast platforms, Spotify, Amazon, Apple. You can find the Lunar Lounge podcast show there. I will be bringing up the chart for the moment. What is the talk of the town at the moment? Things are going a little bit crazy over across the pond. When I say across the pond, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, it's an interesting phase. And if we say across the pond, it's not a pond, is it? It's the Atlantic Ocean, but over in America. So it's quite interesting in terms of what's going on over there. Whole situation with Donald Trump. Looked like he was on a high. It's been brought a little bit down. Why? Because Mr. Joe Biden stepped down and Kamala Harris has now assumed that position and that role. So is the tides going to turn? I think it's rather interesting. From an astrological perspective, the thing with that is like, What I'm getting with that is because Kamala Harris, I keep wanting calling her Camilla Harris. I don't know why. Sound alike, don't they? I mean, you can kind of forgive me on that one. But Kamala Harris, she's Gemini rising. And we all know a few months ago, the planet Jupiter moved into Gemini. And a few days ago, Mars moved into Gemini also as well. So I think this was a catalyst for her stepping up. So it's moved into her first house. And is hovering around her ascendant. So when planets like Jupiter do go into the first house, it can give somebody a boost. It can sort of like open up opportunities, which it obviously did. So I think with Kamala Harris, I think it's quite interesting because she's Gemini rising, and then now she's got the Mars now, which has gone into Gemini. But let's not forget Mr. Donald Trump. Mr. Donald Trump is also a Gemini. He's a Gemini sun. Now, I think that's rather interesting in terms of the chemistry, because if you heard Kamala Harris's speech yesterday talking about, oh, I know the Donald Trump type, you know, I've prosecuted there, and, you know, she's obviously, you know, subtly saying, you know, he's a sex offender and so like that. Yvette. Oh, shout out to Yvette. Shout out to Jacqueline. who's correcting me that her name is pronounced Kamala. Sorry. See, I can't even say it. Kamala Harris. Okay. I keep wanting to say Camilla, but it is Kamala. That is correct. But that's a good way of actually putting it, or spelling it, actually. Even though her name's spelled with a K. Komala. Oh. What's going on? Komala Harris. But it's spelled K-A. So I'm pronouncing it Kamala. And I keep wanting to pronounce Camilla. Oh, God. I don't know. Okay, Komala. Komala Harris. Okay. Anyhow, you know who I'm talking about. But again, just going back to the chart, she's Gemini rising, he's a Gemini. So I think on paper or astrologically, I know there's going to be other configurations for those of you who are much more adept in astrology. And yes, I got it. As in comma, Lara. Oh, God. Yeah, making me tongue twist, man. Hey, listen, man. Mercury's about to go retrograde. That ain't the time. But as I was saying, you would think that they would actually get along, you know. But you see, too much of something actually can repel. It's interesting. But he's Gemini. So I think Jupiter is going to be somewhat working. And by the time the election comes, Jupiter is going to be hovering around Mr. Donald Trump's son, which is really good. I'm not necessarily saying that that's necessarily going to get him in, but I think that's very, very important. Shout out to Tiffany. How you doing? Good morning. You've been woken up by the little one, perhaps. Which brings you to the show. Welcome to the Luna Lounge. All the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Yes. So I think that's going to be quite interesting. Yeah, he's afraid to debate her. Well, yeah, I mean, we know she's a handful. I mean, we all remember 4 years ago when she went up against Mike Pence, was it? He was the vice president. And they went up together. She totally destroyed. You remember that? And the fly landed on his head. And people were like making all these remarks. It's because he's talking shit. That's why the fly landed on his head. And he's got white hair. So it's like the fly could not be, you couldn't miss it. So that's really interesting. But there is this. Of course, he doesn't want to debate her. She's quite sharp. She's and you know, the Republicans are sort of like having you can't really do that. Biden was the one, and that's it. And now they've done a little switch. Okay, but the thing is with astrology is, and this is why sometimes you've got to be mindful with predictions. Although there are some predictions where it's like, oh, that's a clear cut. But the thing is like, astrology is showing you the ingredients of what is there. It's showing you the energy of what is there. But people still have a certain amount of free will, if not a lot amount of free will. You may actually have more free will than you recognize or realize. So individuals have free will, whether it's an individual or a collective group of people. Also, individual free wills obviously become a collective amount of free wills. So things can change, things can sway. So it looks like it's going one way in one person's favor, but things can swerve. What I'm trying to bring to the table, or what I'm trying to make people aware of, is that both of them are having, from an astrological perspective, are having quite positive transits, which are Jupiter. Now, the transits, you would say for both transits, it does somewhat favor Trump. Why? Because he's got a daytime chart and Kamala Harris has got a nighttime chart. So Jupiter will favor Donald Trump, of course. But nevertheless, they are still good aspects to have. And there are other things also as well, what Jupiter is doing in both of their charts too, which I think can really uplift. I think either way, regardless who wins, both of them will definitely be elevated in some way, shape, or form. I mean, Donald Trump, it's already happening, isn't it, to some degree. But we've got a few months left, so let's see what's going on with that one. So exciting times. And I think she kind of just came out of nowhere because she was kind of a bit quiet, you know, since Biden's been in office, you know, hasn't really been, you know, I know the vice president's meant to be sort of like in the, a little bit more in the background, but still, you know, hadn't even seen her in the last 4 years. It's like, you know, come out of nowhere. So, okay, bit of a wild card. That's cool. We'll take that. But yeah, with this Mars, I think it's going to be quite interesting now with Mars in Gemini, because Mars in Gemini is definitely going to increase. It's going to increase a lot of potency, aggressiveness. It's going to be, you know, a lot of angry words, perhaps, that are going to be, you know, being said. So I think that's going to be quite interesting to watch over the course of the next month and a half, how this whole situation that's going on across the pond, how it's all going to be playing out. So let's watch this space. And again, right here at the Lunar Lounge, I'll be bringing the updates in terms of what I'm seeing. And yeah, so it is what it is. Tiffany's saying, can't wait to see who her running mate is. Yeah, yeah, very, very true. Yeah, still waters do run deep. They run deep very much indeed. So let's see. Things can change at any time. It can... It's, you know, it definitely, I would say Kamala Harris stepping in has definitely raised the game. It's much more competitive now. I'd say like that, I think that's obvious, astrology or no astrology. That's definitely the case. But is it enough to sway the whole thing? Let's stay tuned. It's exciting times. What else is going on? We've got the Olympics coming up. I think, I don't know, this is one Olympics that is being, I don't know, like not a lot of people are talking about it. You know, I don't know whether because it got overshadowed because of the Euro football, you know, I suppose Wimbledon is always at this time of year anyway, every year. So it can't be that. But not a lot of people seem to be geared up for the Olympics, which I think is quite interesting. I mean, let's watch this space. Let's see how that goes. What else did I want to speak about? I wanted to talk about something else. So the Olympics is coming up in I don't even know what date it starts. I do know it's coming up. I know it's going to be in August or something like that. It's what, for about 3 weeks or so, isn't it? So yeah, I know a lot of money is spent on building stadiums and such, and you know, and recently, you know, there's been a little bit of uprise in France, isn't it? You know, the French, you know, they take it to the streets for anything. You know what I mean? You know, things go up by a penny, and like, yep, we're right in. You know, so that is the French. So yeah. Martina, welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Who's letting me know I have Mars in Gemini, natal? Okay. I flew. Paris. You went to Paris. Okay. She's keeping me updated. Too much politics happening. Yeah, no, I hear that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but I think it has quietened down. Well, at least it seems like that because of the media. I have actually got some people very high up in official matters in France. You know, I like hanging out with the, you know, elite. Prestigious. So, but yes, I have got somebody quite high up. Need to give him a call, and he'll give me the rundown of what's going on in France. But things seem to have quietened down. But nevertheless, the Olympics is coming up, and it's a bit huge. If we're talking games, it's where all the countries, you know, you've seen all the Olympics and how they are. And I think it's really good because the last Olympics, which was 2020. Did that actually even happen? Because that was COVID year. Did it happen? It didn't happen, did it? I didn't get put on hold or something like that? Yeah, you see? So So this is like the first one, you know. One prior to that would have been, what, 2016? Because it's every 4 years, isn't it? So 2016, 2020, now 2024. Well, I don't think the 2021 happened because everybody was in lockdown. Can't be no running no track and field with COVID. So, yeah. Oh, was it in 2021? Okay. Oh, so they moved it to 2021 in Japan. Yes, that is correct. Yeah, that is. I'm not French, but I know them very well. Yeah, me too. Oui, oui. Comment ça va? So, yeah. So I think it's quite interesting with the Olympics that's going on in France. But I think it needs to be celebrated and people do need to somewhat, you know. I might need to look at the planetary alignment of that. Look at the chart of perhaps France and see what's going on there. What kind of transits are you having and, you know, how things are likely going to be played out over there for you guys. But, you know, not a lot of people, I don't feel the spirit of the norm. Or could it be because Mr. Usain Bolt's not there? But mind you, for anybody who's into track and field, there's another young Jamaican coming up. He hasn't broken Usain Bolt's record, but he looks like he's close to it. And he looks like there could be a potential for him. If he doesn't break it, he'll come close real quick. You know, them Jamaicans are fast, man. yeah, they'd be dominating that track and field. So, yeah, it is what it is. What else has been happening? Wasn't there an attack the other day on, where was it? Yemen? Israel launched an attack? I tell you, man, these wars, man. Man, they need to stop it. Stop it, man. Okay, it is what it is. Listen, let's go to the chart of the moment and let's see what it is that we can see coming up. Chart of the moment, please. Yes. You know me, I'm going to do my little bits and bobs. And yeah, you should all be able to see the screen. What have we got? The moon is in Pisces, people. We got a Pisces moon right now. Shout out to those people with the Pisces moon. So today we're going to be swimming in the waters. Okay, we're going to be going with the flow, but we've got a little bit of structure because the moon is conjunct Saturn right now. Anyway, good to be organized. Well, why not? A good organizing day, going with the flow, but organized. I don't know how you do that, but hey, figure it out, man. Let's go to the chart. The sun has moved into the zodiac sign of Leo. Yeah. We got Leo in the building. Shout outs to the Leo people. We're in the Leo season. Yeah. The sun is at home, right? The king has returned, has he not? The lion roars, you know, of course. Hail the king, as the sun moves to his sign of Leo. So we've got a month of Leo. We've got a month of warmth, generosity, fun, brightness, illumination. Yeah, I like that. We've got three planets in Leo at the moment. Sun's there, Venus is there, Mercury's there. All three. Although Mercury's coming to the end. I'm going to talk about him in a moment because he's about to change signs. And not only is he about to change signs, he is about to go retrograde. Yeah, he's about to go retrograde. Yep. So, yeah, hang on. We'll be talking about Mr. Mercury retrograde in a momento. Let's see how that goes. What aspects are happening? Well, right now, we're having the Sun sextile Mars. We've got a Sun-Mars sextile. Mars-Sun-Mars. Good energy. That's a good energy. It will still be there tomorrow also as well. It's going to be, the sextile is going to be there tomorrow, the 25th and the 26th. Still going to be there. and the 27th, still going to be there, and the 28th, and the 29th, and the 30th, 31st, and even going into the new month of the 1st of August, we're going to be having the Sun sextile Mars. He starts pulling away maybe around the 2nd, 3rd of August. That's when it's going to start to weaken. I do like that. We've got like a good week or so, if not more, of a sextile between Sun and Mars. Now, this could be really good for gym work. It can be good for taking on certain challenges. If you if there's been something, perhaps maybe you have been afraid of doing, maybe there's been a task or a project that you, you know, you kind of put on the back burner. We do these things, don't we? Sometimes something's just a little bit, you know, too hard, not ready for that, put it on the back burner. With the Sun sextiling Mars, it's a very good time to perhaps go back to that. What you may find is you get, because Mars gives us drive, stimulates the passions, it lights up that you know, the vehicle in a particular way that allows us to move forward. So it allows us to take on challenges, whether they be, maybe it's work, maybe it's home, whether it's your physical body, health. It allows us to be able to confront them in a much more, I don't want to say easier manner, but we have a better opportunity of dealing with it, with the sextile. So Sun sextile Mars is really good. We've got this for till the beginning of next month of August. So people, utilize that. It's really, really good. Great for exercise, great for sexual activity, great for igniting passions, you know, great for kickstarting something. We've got the Sun Mars here, so it's really, really good, and it's a very good aspect. So you know, sextiles really sort of like give us that ability to take advantage of particular kind of opportunities. So I'm liking that one right now. That's happening right now as we speak. The Sun has just finished an opposition, although it is still opposing Pluto right now. I feel this is where we probably are getting some kind of intensity. Things are being quite intense. So I was just speaking earlier on about the whole Kamala Harris, and how, you know, she, you know, because, you know, she, things have been getting a bit tense over there, you know, some Pluto. But that's waning now. And we've had a full moon. We had a full moon the other day, right, in Capricorn, and the moon is now waning. So we've got a waning energy, and we've got a nice energy here with the Sun Mars, which I just mentioned, which can be a nice energy that can allow us to perhaps maybe, you know, just move things forward, you know, get on with our lives, you know, be more happy. Isn't that not what we're all looking for? Shout out to Fane. Good afternoon from France. Bonjour. Comment ça va? Need to polish up on my French. So we got the Sun Mars. What else is happening? Mr. Mercury don't seem to be doing anything. You was in sextile with Jupiter, but you've now separated. Mercury is at the tail end of Leo. Is there anything out there? Not much. Jupiter is going to be coming up to making a square to Saturn. I really want to talk about that, because we all know that the Jupiter-Saturn cycles are extremely important, especially the conjunction, which takes place every 20 years. The last one which we had, the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, which was in Aquarius, which took place a couple of years ago. I say a couple of years ago, it was about, what, four years ago now, but took place there. You know, really initiated a new cycle. And that cycle also, interestingly, just going back to politics, don't want to talk too much about politics, but that cycle also seemed to be the cycle that ushered in Mr. Joe Biden, which took the power from the current party, Republican Donald Trump at the time, and switched it over. Now, this is going to be the first square. So what's going to happen is we're going to see an echo of what took place 4 years ago when they had that conjunction. But a square is some more challenging. So here we've got a bit of a battle on our hands. Jupiter, Saturn. It's a really important cycle. So I do want to talk about that. That's definitely one that we do need to keep our eyes out on. Jupiter, Saturn, really big. Jupiter, planet of expansion. Saturn, planet of constriction, construction, limitation. Both of them are meeting. So we got expansion versus contraction. How does that work? You see, how do we find ways of balancing that out? You see, so it's really, really interesting. Have you guys seen, not to go off topic, I saw it on social media, I saw it this morning, with the Chinese banks. There's some banks in China that have closed down and people are in hysterics and they're in this building and they're knocking on, and these banks have suddenly gone, they've vanished. I don't know, gone bankrupt, whatever. It's crazy. Is that, I don't know, you know, social media. I do need to do my homework. Can somebody clarify for me? I'm sure it'll all come out in the end. But is it true? Can banks do that? That's frightening, you know, to know that your money's in the bank and that shit can go. I think we should need to keep an eye on that Jupiter Saturn. Need to take some water. Cancer rising, you know me. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting that the Jupiter Saturn is solely the cause of something, that kind of activity happening, but it can coincide with it for sure, right? Because these are social planets and they govern the social structures, you know. But okay, that's to come. We shall talk about that. What else is happening over the course of the next days? Well, this month is pretty much finished, isn't it? Let's face it. Then on the 25th, / 26th, we could say, Mercury is going to move into his own sign of Virgo, okay? As he moves in, he's going to be squaring Mars. I think that time is going to be very interesting. Mercury square Mars. Mercury, planet of communication. Mars, the planet of drive, aggression, potency, action, energy. Put them together, what are we getting? We're getting communication, which is of high energy, high velocity, intensity, aggressive, potent, and direct. And could even be abusive. Could be. I'm not saying it depends how the individual you are, but could be. But we're likely going to see this in somewhere in society. And something tells me we're going to be seeing that in the United States. Let's not forget, by the way, the USA's chart, the chart of the USA is Sagittarius rising. So their seventh house is Gemini. And by the way, the USA has the planet Mars in Gemini in their seventh house. So what does that mean? It means that the USA is about to have a Mars return. Well, you know, we know what that could lead to, don't we? Yeah, I'm not suggesting anything, but, you know, you heard it here first. The USA is about to have a Mars return. Yep. And, you know, the USA chart, I've noticed, is quite sensitive to Mars transit. So I think, again, it's all tying in with this whole thing with Donald Trump, who's a Gemini, Kamala Harris, Gemini rising, Mars moving into Gemini. The chart of the USA has Mars in Gemini. We start to see how the planetary alignments all start to configure and how we start to see these particular events. No coincidence. There's other things also as well. I'm just pointing out the obvious things that we could be seeing here. So that is something here. So do watch out for the next couple of weeks, in terms of the kind of manifestation that we're likely going to be seeing with this Mars going through Gemini. It's a real interesting one, I must say. It's one to keep you out. But anyway, as I was saying, on the 25th, 26th, planet Mercury is going to move into the sign of Virgo and is going to square Mars. However, he would normally be squaring Mars. He would catch up to where Mars is, but he's not going to be doing that. Mars is going to be about 3 degrees when he moves into the sign of Virgo. What is happening here? What is happening is that Mercury starts to slow down, and Mars is moving and moving and moving. So on the 1st of August, new month. So this is the astrology that I want to look at. Let's look at the first 2 weeks of August. What is it looking like? Well, on two things. On the 4th of August, Mercury stations to go retrograde. On the 4th of August. People, you know me. Now, it's not a time to panic. Now, Mercury's already slowing down. We're already in the shadow period, by the way. There is what's known as a shadow period. What is the shadow period? The shadow period is when we are at a time where the degree of where Mercury is right now, Mercury is going to come back to that degree again and cover that ground. He's going to go over that part of the zodiac, which is known as a shadow period. So the shadow periods, we tend to get the hiccups, all of those things that we talk about with the Mercury retrograde, we tend to get that happening during the shadow periods happening. And it's kind of like an unseen kind of thing. So people, back up your computers, you know me. I got 3, 4, 5 computers here. I got a backup. And a backup for the backup, and a backup for the backup's backup. Yeah, man, I've learned my lesson. Well, I've lost some files in my time. Files that money cannot get back. It's rather interesting. So Mercury's going retrograde, but people, please do not panic for the Mercury retrograde. A Mercury retrograde, everything in life has its positives. You can't have straight positive or straight negative. Both of them are working side by side. You cannot have a mountain without a valley, or a valley without a mountain. Where there's an up, there's a down, and where there's a down, there's an up. So the same also goes for Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde is very good for research, for editing, for planning, for relaxing, for redoing, for rescheduling. You know, there's so many things that you can do under a Mercury retrograde, which is really, really beneficial for you. So people, don't panic. Where the Mercury retrograde is, or what it doesn't necessarily favor, is when you want to start new things. You want to initiate something new, you want to start something new. That's where sometimes we may find ourselves, you know, like I said, you know, maybe hitting a bit of a brick wall, experiencing some delays, some frustration. The post was meant to come today, but it doesn't. It arrives the next day or the day after. Flights get delayed. Well, we saw that with the flights the other day, didn't we? With they uploaded again, were in that Mercury's already starting to slow down. So we saw that the other day in terms of what happened with the airports, right? Travel. Mercury is the god of travel. Maybe not international travel, but traveling nevertheless. And more so, although it affected travel, it actually was, if you look at the details of it, it's actually very mercurial, because it was to do with what? Some kind of program, Microsoft or whatever, they uploaded the wrong program. Those are the things that are governed or come under the rulership of Mercury. So now, this is the argument that many people always like to bring, especially the skeptics. I welcome the skeptics. That's fine. Ask questions. This is how you learn. Now, because people say, well, doesn't this happen all the time? Isn't there always delays and breakdowns? Yes, 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 and yes. There's always breakdowns. There's always something breaking down somewhere in at some part of the world. However, during the time of the Mercury retrograde, it is more emphasized. We find more of it happening during that particular time, even to the point where sometimes you hear of stories that you couldn't have made it up, even if you tried. And so that Mercury retrograde lets us know that it's a time to just be more cautious in terms of what we're doing, and perhaps reflect back on what the things that we have done and look at things, because what we may find, we've actually got more that we need to redo than to start doing. And that's what the Mercury retrograde essentially is about. So people, do not be fearful of the Mercury retrograde. It is and has its positive things. So watch out. So on the 4th of August, Mercury stations to go retrograde. And on the 4th of August, we're also going to be having a new moon in the sign of Leo. Yep, I've said it. A new moon in the sign of Leo. It's the sign of, yeah, man. Of course. It's the sign of the great lion. Yeah, you can't get a better new moon than that. Don't get a stronger one than that, that's for sure. Now, that's going to be quite interesting, isn't it? Because it may sound a bit counterproductive, because it's a new moon. I'm always telling you about the cycles, the lunar cycles, new moons, full moons, and so on and so forth. And I'm always letting you guys know that the new moon, from that new moon to the full moon, is always a good time to plant new seeds, to start new things, to initiate new things. Now, some of you are probably thinking, Israel, just a few minutes ago, you just said Mercury's going retrograde and not to start anything new. Yes, I did say that. However, that doesn't mean that you cannot start preparing or planning or, you know, somewhat, you know, sowing those seeds at that time, because they're not going to grow immediately, are they? You know, so you can still do lots of preparing and preparation around it. You know, so you're preparing, but there may not necessarily be that initiatingness, if you get what I mean, that is connected to this. So we've got a new moon on the day when Mercury is going or goes stationary to go retrograde. I think the cosmos is trying to tell us something. Be still is what the universe is trying to tell us. Stay still and be cautious. But anyway, from the 4th of August, so the month of August kind of starts with a retrograde. Do we want that? Is that what we want? Probably not. Anywho, yeah, then Mercury starts his retrograde motion. Also around that time, just to point out, on the 4th of August, on the 4th, 5th, 5th of August, Venus is also going to move into Virgo. So we're getting a bit of the Virgo energy, right? Venus moves into Virgo on the 5th. Okay. What else do we start? Now, then we're going to be start to having a Mars-Jupiter conjunction. Hey, Mars-Jupiter conjunction. Yeah, it can be that. I'm not suggesting it's going to be that, but a Mars-Jupiter conjunction can be rather awesome. I'm telling you, yeah. I need to take some water for that one. Mars, Jupiter. That's huge energy. Okay. Mars represents drive, motivation, energy. And we've got Jupiter, the planet of expansion. So we've got a Mars, Jupiter conjunction, which is going to start to, we could say, become quite strong or start developing, or we're going to start to see the build up from the 5th of August. Okay. So we need to watch out for this one. Okay. We need to watch out. Right. Okay. I do want, a few things. Before I go into this Mars Jupiter, I do want to go back a bit. I want to go back to about the first, well, being that I'm talking about August, we're looking at the first couple of weeks in August. I want to go back to that Venus. Venus is going to square. She's going to start squaring Uranus by the end of this month. Okay. But that square comes into perfection, technically speaking, on the 1st of August, we're going to have Venus square Uranus. Okay? Watch out for your romance lives, people. Watch out for your relationships. Shout out to Mason, who's also joined me, on the Instagram. Venus square Uranus. This can bring a spark, a change. An unpredicted turn in the nature of our relationships and partnerships and social activities. It can be fun, depending on how it's used. Unpredicted expenditures, crazy spending. Watch out for that. Venus square Uranus. So you want to be taking and using that energy to your advantage. One of the ways that you can use Venus Uranus is perhaps do something different in your love life. How about that? How about you do something different with your partner? Also, for those of you who perhaps are single, Venus Uranus, you could use this particular energy to perhaps do something different in the way, in terms of how you go about dating, perhaps. Go somewhere different, do something different. I know dating apps are becoming popular right now. That could be a way. You know, some of us sometimes are old-fashioned. We want to meet people. Okay, that's fine. I'm not against that. And that's, you know, we all need that physical contact at the end of the day. But sometimes maybe through the internet or through an app, maybe that could be the way that social or that loving interaction can begin. It can be a catalyst for that. I'm not saying it's the only way. I'm just saying try something different. Go somewhere different in terms of your relationship. Watch out for the spending, though. Erratic spending. Venus, Uranus. So that begins from the 1st of August. So do watch out for that, as I was saying. And then I said that then she moves into Virgo, of course. On the 5th of August. Now I want to keep a little close eye on this Mars Jupiter, because this Mars Jupiter's it's looking fruity. I don't know if that's a right word to use, but yeah, it's looking fruity. Okay. What else have we got? Okay, let's see what's happening here. I want to chase this this Mars Jupiter. Oh, look at that. So Mars Jupiter is going to be exact, all right? You know, so we're going to be getting the build up from about the 5th of August, right? It becomes exact on the 14th of August. Okay? On the 14th of August, we're going to have an exact Mars Jupiter conjunction. Mars, the planet of energy, Jupiter, the planet of expansion, will both be meeting in the heavens. What are we to expect? This is and can very well be explosive. It's huge energy. So there's going to be lots of energy at our disposal. I am putting it out there that we're likely going to see some huge activities, more than likely in the US. Why the US? Like I said earlier on, the US is having a Mars return, right? So the US is having a Mars return. And this is going to be an interesting one. I got to say, I'm a little bit speechless, to be quite honest. Mars Jupiter. Yeah, they're like it kind of reminds me of I can't remember the film. I may have to look it up. There was a film with Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas. If anybody can get me up on that, I may even try and bring it up here right now as I'm speaking to you. Michael Douglas and Val Kilmer, and it was about the lions. Val Kilmer, I need to look at his movies. Okay, let's look at his movies. There's one he did there. No, not that one. Can I find it? That's it. The Ghost and the Darkness. The Ghost and the Darkness. Anybody seen that movie? Yeah, man. Go watch that movie. Good film. The Ghost and the Darkness. Well, what happened was there was just a little clip in the movie where Michael Douglas was speaking with Val Kilmer, and he was, because they were trying to hunt this lion that was killing everybody, you know, this was known as a man eater. And there was a clip inside the movie that really stuck with me where Michael Douglas was telling Val Kilmer about a story. He goes, oh, I remember one time when I was young and there was this bully in school. And, you know, this bully would, you know, bullying the other children and stuff like that. And, you know, he was a bit of a problem. Well, Val Kilmer said, oh, so, you know, what, you know, was he a bit of a problem? He goes, did you deal with the bully? And Michael Douglas said to him, well, that wasn't the problem. The problem was the bully had an older brother, which is what they were dealing with the lion situation. There was another lion that was really bigger than the other one that they were trying to kill. So, dropped my microphone here. What's going on? Can you all still hear me? I'm still here. I'm dropping stuff. So he was just saying that, you know, the bully had a bigger brother, which is, and I'm equating that to this particular planetary alignment. I'm seeing Mars as, doesn't have to be the bully, but I'm seeing Mars who could be a bully, could be a potential bully, and Jupiter being a bigger brother. So the both of them getting together could be a handful. Yeah, Mars Jupiter conjunction can be a bit of a handful, but lots of energy at our disposal. Now, that is going to perfect on the 14th of August, people. So, note that down, okay? Yeah, okay. So, 13th, 14th of August, yeah, we're going to be getting some huge energy. So, it's going to be interesting. I'm sure I'm going to be speaking more about it, before the time. Just looking here. Mason is saying you have 12th house Gemini, right? Oh, talking about me, talking about my chart. Yes, I do have 12th house Gemini. New moon going back, reconquer. Yeah. Venus square Mars, yes. Flirt with a pool boy. We know where somebody's minds are at. Yeah, why not? You can flirt with a pool boy under the Venus Uranus. Why not? Oh, Mr. Akin. Oh, how you doing? Greetings all the way from Ibadan, Nigeria. We've got some Niger people in the house. I actually see your message. I need to get back to your message. But it's all good. Tiffany saying, quit talking about me, erratic spending. Venus in the fifth house, square Uranus in the second, natally. LOL. Well, yeah, okay. Just tell your hubby to hide the wallet and the credit cards. Because, you know, yeah, there's not. Yeah, exactly. Who knows what could be happening there. And what else? What else should I finish out on? Then a few days after that, okay, that's interesting. On the 15th, or will it be on the 14th? 14th, 15th of August, Mercury is going to move. Remember, he's going retrograde. So Mercury is going to move from Virgo, where he was originally, back into Leo. Okay? He's going to switch signs and go back into Leo. Then what else are we going to be having? We're going to have Venus starting to square Jupiter around that 14th, 15th, 16th. We're going to be getting Venus, Jupiter, Venus, Mars. I think I'm going to be talking a bit more about that. I think where I am going to leave it. Yes. So on the 19th of August, we're going to have an exact square between Venus and Jupiter. It's all about to get big, man. Well, Venus square Jupiter. Actually, that could be party time. Yeah. It could be party time. Party time. Party people. So, yeah, you want to be mindful not to overindulge. Venus square Jupiter can be a time where people get to overindulge in food, wine, other pleasurable activities. One has to be mindful when Venus is square Jupiter, because Jupiter is the planet of expansion and Venus is the planet of pleasure. So we can tend to go overboard. It's a square as well, which can be much more difficult to handle or to deal with. It's an aspect that requires action, you see. And if you don't have the right amount of discipline to carry out certain actions, you could go overboard in your pleasure-seeking activities. Pleasure-seeking activities are going to be different for different people, but I just put out there, you know, one of the major ones we know is partying, drinking, could be indulging in, I don't want to say drug activities, but you know what I mean. It can be. That can be one. Could be sexual activities. But, you know, the point is that there could be that boundary. You know, we know Jupiter has issues with boundaries. You know, and Venus doesn't want the party to stop. Keep the music going. That's Venus, baby. So, yeah, do watch out for that. The exact square is going to be, the build-up is going to be from about the 14th, 15th of August, but the exact square will perfect on the 19th of August. And on the 19th of August, 19th of August, we're going to have a full moon in the sign of Aquarius. And I will talk more about that in the weeks to come, probably maybe next week or in 2 weeks to time. But I'm always giving you a heads up of where the new moons and the full moons are going to be landing and what's going to be happening. And I think I will leave the cosmic news right there, so. It is what it is. Let's go back to the chart. Well, I say the chart, back to the screen. It is what it is. Okay. So, any more? No, nothing. I have that natally too. What do you have natally too? Venus square Jupiter. You've got them all, haven't you? Oh my God. I'm always overindulging. Help. You need a bit of Saturn in your life, baby. You can't go wrong with a bit of Saturn. You know, everyone runs from Saturn. But Saturn's cool. We need the principle of Saturn. Remember, all these planets are necessary. And speaking of planets, right here, sacred planets, I'm starting astrology courses for any of you who may be interested. Going to be starting again in September. However, I'm kind of like remodeling, repackaging my whole kind of layout. So what's going to be happening? It's going to be starting in September. However, you can sign up at any time. So recordings are going to be available for those people who sign up. And there's going to be live weekly classes available. I'm teaching astrology for all levels, beginners, foundation, intermediate, and advanced levels also as well. So, yeah, all the models are there. Everything's available on my website. So you can go check out the prices if you're looking to sign up. Also, if you, I'm also doing, I haven't quite set it up yet, but just putting this out there. I want to put together an affiliate, what do I say, affiliate program, but I put together like an affiliate marketing kind of program thing in place. So if you get somebody to sign up to the course also as well, you get £200. Shall I repeat that? You get £200. I think it works out about, I don't know, what, 20%? Something like that. 15% or 20% of the course of the whole module. If you get somebody else to sign up, you can make some money. Sell my courses, man. Sell my courses. So you get, I think it works out to about £200 or just under £200 that you get for each person who you recommend or you introduce, who signs up to the course also as well. So, yeah, I suppose if you get maybe, what, 4 or 5 people to sign up, you get the whole course, you get the module for free. So there's modules, so there's a beginners, intermediate, and advanced. Once you sign up to one of the courses, whichever one you sign up to, you have access to that class for life. I repeat, you have access to that class for life. You can attend the live classes. You can watch the recordings also as well, which will be available as well. And I'm also wanting to put together also like a WhatsApp group also as well. So for people who sign up, we'll also have, you know, so I'll be putting little, you know, guide tips, stuff like that to watch out for as well. So, but that will all be ready by September. But I'm doing it in a way where people can sign up at any time and join at any time regardless. You just watch the videos, attend the live classes every week. There's going to be live classes on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, weekends. You're going to be getting it. I've also got numerology classes also coming up also as well. So I'm going to be starting some numerology courses and classes. They're going to be more over the weekend. They may go on for, I think they're going to be about 2 or maybe 3 months, but they're going to be weekends, weekly over the weekend. So I'll let you know about that. And I'm also going to be doing tarot classes. I am going to be mad busy. Why do I do this to myself? What kind of karma have I got? But it is what it is. So astrology is the main one. but I'm also going to be doing numerology classes, tarot classes, and I'm also going to be doing palmistry also as well. Destiny is in your hands. I'm going to be showing you how to interpret the lines on your palm, what they mean, and you could also do it for other people also as well, and understand the lines in your chart. In your hand, same thing. So all of that, they will be coming. So, but palmistry may be coming in just a little bit more. I think palmistry, I may start doing that maybe October, maybe November, something like that, around that time. But September, astrology for sure, numerology and tarot. Put the word out there, man. It is what it is. Where are we at now? Okay. The question for last week. What was the question? I asked which zodiac sign was snakes, right? Or was it something like that? I believe so. That was the question. Something like that. The winner was, let's put it up here. I'm going to have to ban. you again, Anik. Anik, Christian, and Max. Max Chaplin. What a name. All three of you got the answer correct. The answer was Scorpio. But you all answered at 12 o'clock. Anik, you came in first. Christian came in second. And Max came in third. All 000. But I'm going by which email came in first. But I looked at the time. And also 12 o'clock. So that was quite interesting. So shout outs to Anik. It's your second time you've won something on this program. Still ain't caught up with Christian, though. I think Christian's won about, I don't know, 2-3 stuff. I don't know. Books, money, everything. It is what it is. This week's question. Okay. Competition time. So it's that time of the week. Competition time. So what question am I asking this week? The question is, listen, pay close attention. Zodiac sign, not planets, zodiac sign. What zodiac sign rules magpies? What zodiac sign rules magpie? You all know what a magpie is? Magpie bird? What zodiac sign rules magpies? Winner, first person who... I didn't put the email address. So there it is on your screens. You can see it there. The first person who inboxes me next week, Tuesday, at 12:30 a.m., okay? So that's Monday night, Tuesday morning, right? Not Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. Get it? First person who inboxes me is going to be the winner. I may shift it back to Wednesday. You know, remember, it used to be a Wednesday. I said Wednesday, sorry. It used to be Wednesday morning. I used to do it Wednesday morning, but I shifted it to Tuesday morning. I am going to shift it back to Wednesday. I'm just going to shift it back to Wednesday morning now. Actually, I'll do that today. Pay attention, people. The first person who inboxes me Wednesday, 12 a.m. Okay? I've changed the date now back again to the original. The first person who inboxes me Wednesday morning, 12 a.m. GMT time. Okay? First person who inboxes me the answer, what zodiac sign rules magpies is the question. First person who inboxes me gets £30. Okay? First person who inboxes me gets £30. What zodiac sign rules magpies? My Orgasma, how are you doing? Welcome to the show. Yes, you got it. She put the question in the Instagram for those of you who are on the Instagram. I think most of you are probably here on Facebook. YouTube. What zodiac sign rules magpies? the bird, the magpie bird, you get £30. So it's the first person that inboxes me Wednesday morning, AM, 12 AM. Remember, 12 AM, right? So the Wednesday, the show is going to be on, but the 12 AM in the morning. So that's going to be Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, that 12, not the other one. Don't be emailing me on Thursday morning saying that is Wednesday. People, you guys don't get your dates, man. Okay, so that's what it is. What zodiac sign rules magpies? And winner is gonna get £30. Zodiac sign, not planet, zodiac sign. The email address is on the screen. It's the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. First person who emails me, for those of you who are listening to the recording, the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. The Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. So yeah. Somebody's saying they don't think something's fair. I beg your pardon. Who's saying that? Jacqueline's saying. Okay. Hummingbird is asking, what was last week's question? What zodiac sign rules snakes? That was an easy one. That was last week's question. The answer, I said zodiac sign. So it was Scorpio. Anything that is poisonous, venomous, tends to go over to Scorpio. So that's the, if you want to say, rationale or logic or symbolism behind it. This week, what zodiac sign rules magpies? Jax is saying that was just alphabetical order. What was alphabetical order? So I think that's fair. Oh, no. Hold on a minute. Come again, Jack. What do you mean by that? That was just alphabetical order. What, the names of the people who emailed me? No. It's when they came in. It's the time when they came in. Yeah, it's when they came in. I don't think it's alphabetical order. Just managed to be like that, that's all. That's just their names. I don't think it's... No, not alphabetical order. I'm not taking that one. Oh, man, you guys crack me up, man. But it is what it is. Yeah, so Annix came in first, Christian second, then Max. Yeah, okay, right, yeah, okay. You're putting the names. Annix. It was Annix, not Akim. Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, but that's not the reason why they came in. I was aware of the time. Yes, they delivered to you at the same time. So I'm going by what, you know, but in alphabetical order. No, I don't think it's alphabetical order. No, it's not. Because this has happened before. And yeah, no, it can't be. Because this has happened before where Christian's won it and he's gone at the top and they're both in the same. I'll have to go back and show which show. There's been shows. That's why I'm always asking that question. Is it possible that people could send an email at the exact same minute, same second, and one pushes the other one out the way? I'm trying to think of the logic here behind that as to why that could happen. I don't know. But sometimes there's a minute. I think last week Christian answered he was like a minute behind. It was like 1 minute past midnight, whereas the other one was midnight. I don't know. Coolio, I don't know. Okay, Jack's saying it is. I don't know. Is it fair though? I don't know. Then that means that it's unfair. That means somebody might have been first then. Right? I don't know. I need to look into that. I might need to change the rules of this competition. it is what it is. All right. Okay. Enough of that. Let's get back to business. What are we on now? Tarot card of the week, right? Okay. It is what it is. So now let's, I'm just going to shuffle the cards and cut it. I've gone over time. So let's got things to do and places to go. So I'm going to shuffle the cards here. And let's see what's going to be the card for us this week. I'm going to cut it here. Whoa. Woo. We got the Four of Pentacles. Interesting. This is the Four of Pentacles. This is the card for this week. And I'm just going to quickly go back to the comments. Yvette is saying, you should give the person who has not won before. Well, see, that's the problem. All of them have won before. yeah, too late. I've announced it now. Yeah. All of them have won before. I believe so. Yeah. All of them have won before. They're all winners. So who do I give it to? All three of them are all winners from previous. So that technique don't work. Come with another one. Anyway, back to the tarot card of the week. We got the Four of Pentacles, people. What is this indicating? What is it showing? What is it telling us? Dun, 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 dun. This is a card about insecurities. Very often financial insecurities. This card is indicating what will be, will be. Whatever we have to spend, whatever we have to let go of, whatever money we may feel that we are losing has to go. Remember, money is, it's an energy. That's why it's called currency. It's a current, okay? It's got to circulate. Money circulates. If you hang on to it too much for your insecurities, if everybody, both rich and poor, decided they were going to hang on to their money and not spend it, nothing would work. Everything would shut down because everybody's hanging on to their money. Let the money flow. So people tend to hang on to their money, save more of their money because of insecurities. And this card is warning against particular insecurities that we may be having. So it's indicating that we can't have it all. One is going to roll away. This card is also about perhaps maybe using some of our money to make some investments. But either way, even if we make an investment, we've got to spend, right? We've got to take a risk. You win some, you lose some. Can't have it all. That's what this card is about. So we need to focus on our insecurities. That is the, if you want to say, the mantra for this week. Watch our insecurities. What will be, will be. Okay? Watch the money. Yeah? Watch the spending the money until the Venus Uranus comes along. Yeah. It is what it is. Going back to the comments here. I'm seeing some comments coming in. Angela's saying that, no, that's not fair. What's not fair? What is wrong with you guys? By the way, none of these people are in the competition, you know. They listen to me say the competition every week, and none of them are in it. Yeah, exactly. Anyhow. what is it that's not fair? Explain to me, people. Yes, I need this tarot card. Being stressed about some debts. I have had extra expenses. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Everybody's, even billionaires are stressed about their money. Don't think it's just you. Money's never enough. No matter how much you're getting or you're earning, it's never enough. We could triple it, quadruple it. You want more. Put all the winners in a hat and pick a winner. Are you listening to this one? I should now run a lottery. All right. Well, I'll do that. in the future, that might be something I may consider. You want me to run a lottery? So if there are three winners, however, no, it depends. With this one, I'm making this clear. It's the first time I've seen where three people have emailed and it's got the same time. Normally there's a minute, sometimes two, or sometimes if people are emailing me later. But normally within the, there will be a minute difference. This is the first time I've seen, no, it's the second time I've seen, but it's the first time I've seen three people. But I have seen where two people have emailed and the emails come in at, in that same, like 12 midnight. Okay. And I picked the one that, the email that came in first. That's why I pick as the winner. That's fair. Either way, the, you're all going to see it as thing. I knew he would say that. None of us are in it. Exactly. Got to be in it to win it. But yeah, maybe the next one. It might be something I may consider if that does happen. If it happens in that way, that there are three winners or whatever, any amount of minute, and it comes in that same minute. Because my argument is, it doesn't say the second. It just says the hour or the minute. I don't know if maybe what's his name emailed at 12 and it was 10 seconds after. And then Christian emailed at 30 seconds after. And then Max emailed at 45 seconds after. I don't know. Or maybe it was the other way around. And that's why I'm asking the question. You're not listening to, you're not seeing my logic. You're not seeing where I'm, that's why I'm always asking the question. Is it possible that an email can push another email out the way if they were both coming, if they were both sent at the exact same time? Could one, boom, push the other one out? Maybe due to speed. I don't know. My head is hurting. You know what I mean? My head is hurting. Anywho, listen, come to the end of the show. People, thank you very much for your input. Shout out to everybody here on the Instagram. Shout out to everybody on the Facebook. Shout out to everybody on the YouTube who has taken time to join the Lunar Lounge podcast. I will be here. Make sure you join me every Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. UK time. Nori Goddess. In their case, it's not the same time because the time is then based on the seconds and the milliseconds, and then yeah, so that's what I'm saying, right? So I'm saying, like, if two people were to press send at the same time to the same email address, could one push the other one out of the way? Now Jack is saying I'm not listening. What the hell is going on here? You see, what did I tell you? What did I tell you about these planetary alignments? What's going on? You see, Mars moves into Gemini, and you see what kind of thing that I'm getting back. And people are going to say, astrology ain't real. Are you sure? Are you seeing the kind of thing I'm getting today? I'm getting fight upon fight upon fight. And I ain't going to mention no names, but one of them's an Aries. Anywho, okay. It is what it is. So I don't get it, man. Someone needs to explain it to me. Nior. Okay, Nior. Nior Goddess. Noi. Is it Nior? It is Nior. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Okay. Oh, it's Aisha. Oh, my God. Oh, well, why didn't you say? Welcome to the show. Although I'm finishing up. Angela's saying, not fair to give someone who has not won, as you say, the first person who inboxes wins. Yeah. I can't give it to somebody because they haven't won it before if they're not first. But all the people who participated in this one, they have won before. So noir. Listen, man, Mercury's about to go retrograde. Mars is entered into Gemini, and you want me to pronounce some things. All right, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Faye saying, I think you're doing it correctly. Yeah, finally, somebody. And I've perfected Virgo. Round of applause. Standing ovation. Oh, God. I tell you, man. Can't win. Can't win. For love, no money. Tell you. It is what it is, man. Listen, I'm coming to the end of the show. Thank you very much, Neil. For everyone here, his classes are amazing and well worth the investment. Thank you. An ex-student who is recommending my courses. I think they all know. Most of the people have all done my class. shout out to Yasmi. Oh, you missed it. Yeah, man. We start here at 12:30, man. And I'm supposed to finish. Look, I've gone over literally half an hour over time. Seriously, man. I've got things doing. I've got people to see and places to go. But yeah, thanks a lot, people. I will be back next week. I am going to be coming back on. I'll put it out there that I will be coming back. I might do maybe an every other Sunday or something like that, where I will be doing a live also as well, or another podcast. So yeah, to add to as well. So let's see how that goes. Thanks everybody who participated. Faye, Yvette, Aisha, Angela, Jackie, Mason, Yasmin, Fane, Martina. I was gonna say Martini there. Oh my God. My Orgasma. Shout outs to you all. Thank you very, very much. And I will be with you next week, same place, same time.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
It's in. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge, people. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Have a great week. Welcome. Don't do anything I won't do unless you've done it already. My name's Israel Josie. You've been listening to the Lunar Lounge. I can't even pronounce my own name. You've been listening to the Lunar Lounge podcast. I am out. Thank you very, very much.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.